This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. All of the features that are there you will find for free, unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for accessing their sites. With you tonight in the studio, you've got Ian here.
Derek J.
And Mark.
And don't forget to join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Now, just send us a quick contact request. It will be approved. You can call us easily from that point forward. Well, I have to say I have no idea what is going on in the world. I have been paying no attention whatsoever to anything else besides Pumpkin Fest. Talked about a little bit on
the Great Pumpkin Fest riot of 2014.
I don't know if you want to call it great, but it was pretty awful in a lot of ways. A lot of awful drunk college kids, and then a lot of awful police behavior as well. To make matters worse, I posted an article today over at freekeen.com, which highlights what I consider to be the best video I've seen so far. Now, for those of you just tuning in, Free Talk Live is a talk radio show based out of Keene, New Hampshire. Keene's a little place. There's only, you know, they call it a city. It's really a big town. There's, you know, 25,000 people that live in Keene, New Hampshire. But once a year, they have the Pumpkin Fest, and it's been going on for a few decades.
And this is the site of the Guinness Book of World Records most lit, carved lit jack-o'-lantern.
Yes, and from what I understand from Derek's videos, they did not beat their own record this year.
That's correct.
So it's somewhere around 30,000 or
that.
Something
yep.
like that.
Yep.
So all that aside, that event attracts a lot of people to Keene. Keene also happens to be a college town. And so you've already got 5,000 or 6,000 college students here. Add in, say, 1 to 2 visitors for every one of those college students, and you're looking at probably 15,000, you know, college students. I'm just throwing numbers out there. There's a lot of young people that come to town for Pumpkin Fest. And the college is located right just 3 blocks away from the downtown. I mean, literally, it's right next to downtown. It's
certainly walkable.
The college itself is right next to it, and then, like, the next 3 blocks over are all college streets with all college kids. And that's where the major partying was really going on this weekend, which turned into rioting, which turned into police with riot gear, with, you know, batons and with pepper balls and with bear spray. Let's see, what else did they have in their hands? There was a tear gas launcher as well. So all kinds of different weapons that the police had to tote around. Derek J., you were in the midst of this while we were on the air on Saturday night. So this was all happening Saturday. On Saturday's live show of Free Talk Live, I did talk about some of my experiences being in the daytime during this, where the sort of the craziness really started in the late afternoon hours. Or mid to late afternoon, actually. And according to the press conference that was held at City Hall, the police said they didn't expect it to start in as early as it did this year. And there was a lot of blame being thrown around on, like, social media. Oh, well, there's some sort of site on social media that was encouraging people to come to Keene and party. So therefore, shame on social media. And so there was all this, you know, blame. And the police, of course, were very concerned about the things that happened to their officers. And they didn't seem as concerned about what was happening to the average folks who were there. Although there was some of that concern, like the fact that full bottles full of beer were being chucked, between the partiers.
Wait a minute. They were wasting beer?
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
completely quite, unacceptable.
Quite
these a bit. People... These people need to pay.
Not to mention littering. The street on which the beer bottle wars was going on was literally covered with glass. I walked down the street later on the night after doing Free Talk Live. I went back out on the streets. And Derek J., you had gone in at that point, I think, when I was going out. So we had activists on the streets all day and all night long. So there's plenty of footage. Now, I checked Derek J. Live. I didn't see that you had uploaded your footage there. Is that going to be coming, Derek?
Or? No, there is no more footage of Pumpkin Festival.
Oh, really?
From me. I only captured the family-friendly portions
you
of the
did.
Festival.
Oh, okay,
yep.
Okay.
And that was intentional.
Really?
I didn't want to go into the riot. When I heard there was a scene, I fled. I went home and made brownies. That seems like the sensible thing to do.
I didn't want to be going into the riot as in being part of the riot, but at the same time, I definitely wanted to cover what was going on down there because, you know, it heard that things were pretty bad. And I wanted to see how the police were behaving. And I did get to experience some of it.
But you're braver than I am.
By the time I got down there, Robin Hood Cleveland was on the scene, as well as a few other activists. But by the time I got down there, and I'm actually putting together a video of the footage that I shot, there was a line of cops that had come out to Main Street on wherever it is, in Keene, Main Street in Keene, there's like a big roundabout, or not a big roundabout, a relatively small roundabout. And so that connects the College Street to Main Street. And the police had lined up more than I could easily count. So they had covered the entire width of the streets, the two ways on the street. They had also lined up along the sort of the pathway and the grass up to the first building of the college. And so they were definitely stopping people from going in there. In fact, I had parked my bike and tied it up to the stop sign there on that street corner. And as I was doing that, that was when this throng of cops was advancing up the street towards my location. I get my camera out. Literally seconds after hitting the record button, they start shooting pepper balls.
And so you were in the crossfire of the pepper balls?
I don't believe they were shooting pepper balls at anyone. There's no way to really prove that because no one got hit. They definitely shot them at the sign that was directly in front of me. So I think the purpose of that was to make loud pop, 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 pop noises.
Okay.
To alert everybody that, hey, you're being shot at. There are shootings going on in the direction of where you're standing. Maybe you should get back. And so I certainly did, you know, pull back, as did the few other people. I'd like to be clear here. You know, the video's not online yet, but it will be probably later tonight. I'll probably stay up until late morning hours editing. But when you watch this video, it's not like there's this thronging mass of people there to try to scare away. There were maybe like, you know, a couple dozen college students on one side of the street sort of standing and watching, and a few people scattered about. I mean, there really was nobody there. This was after they had cleared out the rioters. This was after, you know, all of the bad stuff that
this
was going on.
This is a show of force while they're sweeping up.
Yeah.
I think it's important to point out here that you are one of the contributors to Free Keene, which is a blog that's basically focuses on Keene, New Hampshire. And it has
it focuses on all of New Hampshire, but Keene for the most part.
Okay. And Keene, Free Keene has been, at times, the most popular news website in the entire state, and that includes even, you know, television websites. There are times when you
sure
get that
about
kind
that?
Of.
Is that, I don't think that's true.
I thought it was the claim
no.
is that you got.
No,
I mean, there's been
true.
Moments in time when you get a lot of traffic because of
that
stories
the
you
case,
broke.
But
in.
We don't know what the traffic is on those other sites. One thing I have done is compared freekeen.com to other blogs in New Hampshire.
Okay,
and we're like number two generally as far as blogs in
and
New
at times
Hampshire,
number one
and
so
have been number one.
This isn't a frivolous kind of blog, whereas one dude, you know, your mom reads it or something like that. You're out there, you're chasing down stories because this is important.
I think so. I think this was a very important story. You know, it's happening where we live, obviously, and, you know, we're media people, so we have an interest in covering that. But we're also freedom people here on Free Talk Live. We love liberty, and if the police are endangering liberty, I want to be there to, you know, to document that as much as I can.
Since you were there, do you have any ideas to the causes of the riot?
So there, well, alcohol.
Alcohol is
a
real factor.
That would be my number one guess, because
yeah.
It didn't seem like there was any sense to it or any sort of motivation.
No, it's just the kinds of things that young, mostly males, will do when heavily imbibing alcohol. I mean, if you think, you know, you have to think about the full picture here. This wasn't just a one-off thing. This was going on all day. So these guys got up, they came to Keene bright and early, and or stayed over the night before, and started pounding beers or whatever else, you know, probably around as early as 10 in the morning. And so by the time 4 o'clock came around, there were plenty of people who were good and lit, and some of them got lit up by the police's pepper balls. We can talk more about it. There's video footage galore over at freekeen.com from various different sources. I was up last night looking around YouTube trying to find who's got the best video. I put that up there. We'll continue in moments here with what happened at Pumpkin Fest in Keene. You can share your thoughts as well. It's Free Talk Live. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here and bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Our very own Keene, New Hampshire, is in the news again. You know, we actually lost a radio station, or we are losing a radio station here. I think they gave us 30 days notice because, well, you talk about Keene, you talk about New Hampshire, do you specifically Keene too often? And really, I don't think we do. I don't think we talk about Keene, not even on a nightly, if not once a week or a few times a week maximum basis.
I think you guys underreport on Keene.
I think so, too. But when there's reason...
I would disagree.
When there's reason to talk about Keene, there's... Well, whenever we talk about Keene, Mark, it's not like we're talking about some local stuff that no one's going to care about. We're talking about things that have impact... in some cases, you know, internationally, the Robin Hood case is something that, you know, has gotten international headlines. This news, the Pumpkin Fest news, has gotten international headlines. I got a request from German television today asking if they could use the footage that I shot of the bottle war going on during the Pumpkin Fest riots. That wasn't the only TV outlet that that emailed within the last 24 hours to see, hey, can we use your footage? And, of course, my answer is absolutely. Please do, and any credit you give toward freekeen.com, I appreciate that. So this is big. This is a big story. In fact, it's on the front page of the Drudge Report right now, the Keene Pumpkin Fest riots.
I believe the Pumpkin Fest was trending on Twitter, the number two trending on Twitter.
Sometime yesterday, I think that was true. I don't know where it is right now. I know that yesterday, and this has changed since then because there have been more videos uploaded, but yesterday two of the videos that were the top three on YouTube were on the Free Keene channel. So we're right in the middle of this here as far as Free Talk Live is concerned. Our studio, thankfully, is not located in the middle of this because you'd probably be able to hear the shouting of the parties outside if we were on Saturday night. So we're in a different quadrant of the city here, but many of the activists who moved here for the Free State Project were out and about on the streets. Lots of footage was collected, and so I was sort of just going through some of my experiences from last night, but we'll continue that here in a moment with the line of police that was shooting pepper balls at people who weren't even doing anything.
You can go get a free pound of coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com. This is delicious coffee. It's perhaps the best coffee you've tasted ever in your life, but it's certainly among them. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica beans. BuzzBox coffee is fresh roasted and delivered right to you. You're going to love it. Just go get a free pound and try it out. If you continue to get your coffee there at coffee.freetalklive.com, you'll be signing up for a subscription. You can cancel it at any time. You can just get your free pound and go if you want. But we'd like you to continue getting your coffee if you're a coffee drinker. And the reason is because we are working with Kiva.org. As a matter of fact, I just placed some two more loans.
Awesome.
Yesterday with Kiva, through Kiva, and helped out some more folks. Delighted to be able to do that. And you can help people get a hand up out of poverty. Not a handout, a hand up. Because they're going to pay this money back, and then we're going to take that money and we're going to loan it to other people. This is why I love these microloans. It's coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we continue here. In fact, going to go to your calls and thoughts. You don't have to call about the Pumpkin Fest riots. That's just what I brought to the table here tonight. It's been all I've been spending time on today. I had the Guardian actually call, one of the reporters from the UK Guardian, call me up today asking if we could, like, go, you know, walk the streets and I could show him where things happened and talk about what went down on these Pumpkin Fest riots. So I spent like an hour with him walking around, and actually it was funny too because
I know Free Talk Live is going to get a mention out of this.
I told him about Free Talk Live. I can't guarantee you he'll mention it, but because there's a lot to talk about going on here in Keene. We're just here reporting on it. And it was kind of funny because I specifically had him meet me at a location where, because he wanted to, like, you know, stop and grab some coffee or something like that. And I had him meet me at the
guy who Guardian
food.
Wanted to catch a cup of coffee? It's not a cup of tea?
I don't know. Anyway, okay. He had to meet me at the vegetarian food truck in town, which is now accepting Bitcoin. And so I set it up to where he shows up and I'm about to pay for the food that I had just bought from the vegetarian food truck. And he had never seen a Bitcoin transaction
in Bitcoin.
Before.
How
correct.
Cool.
Yeah. You are a sly dog.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm hitting the activism from, you know, all different points here. Anyway, we'll get back into what happened with the nighttime situation at Pumpkin Fest after I left Free Talk Live on Saturday night, because this is the first time I've been back on the show since then. We've got David first, though. He is on the line in Florida and on via Skype. Hello, David. You're on with Ian, Derek, Jay, and Mark.
Hey, guys. I've been listening to a great podcast. It's not a Liberty podcast. It's called 99% Invisible. And it got me thinking, what non-Liberty podcasts do you listen to?
Well, what is it? First of all, tell us what that is.
It's a podcast about architecture and kind of the history of architecture. It's a really cool little short podcast.
Are you studying to be an architect or are already an architect?
No, it's just a general interest podcast.
Interesting.
So so even though it's about architecture, it's targeted at just anybody?
It is, yeah.
Huh. Okay. Well, that's cool. Do you guys listen to any podcasts besides Liberty podcasts?
No, not on a regular basis. Sometimes I'll listen to Adam Carolla. I think he does a show. But I couldn't even tell you the name of it. I just listen to him on occasion.
Mark?
Hardcore History is one that I listen to on a pretty regular basis. Dan Carlin does it, and it's a phenomenal. It's practically an e-book.
I don't listen to any podcasts on any irregular or regular basis. If I hear podcast content, it's because I'm monitoring LRN.FM, which is the radio network that I program that has a bunch of podcasts on it. So every now and then I'll hear them, but those are all Liberty podcasts. And so the answer is no, I don't have time for that.
One of the difficulties with asking us about these kind of things is that basically all three of us work from wake up to go to sleep.
If you're listening to something, Mark, you're usually listening to competing talk content to hear their advertisers.
Right, I'm listening to other talk radio programs so that I can scoop their advertisers.
So, sorry, I hope that didn't disappoint you. But you know what I would recommend, David? What I'd recommend is posting that same question on the Free Talk Live, if you're a Free Talk Live amplifier, posting it in the AMP. Facebook group would be a great way to get some answers. Also, there's the Free Talk Live BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com. It's not as trafficked as it once was, but there are still a number of people who go there regularly. You could post that question there as a new thread, and I imagine you'll get all kinds of interesting answers there.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, the best way to find out what people who listen to podcasts are listening to is to ask people who are listeners to podcasts. We're creators. So, podcast creators tend to focus more on doing their shows and preparing for those and whatever other tangential things are related to that.
I get a lot of people recommending I listen to this thing or that thing. Mm-hmm. And when I click on it and it says, an hour and 20 minutes, I'm just like, no. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. I just can't I can't dedicate that kind of time to it. If I had a job where
you travel for 45 minutes each way, sure. I used to have that job.
Or you've got you're doing something with your hands and your brain can be engaged in something else. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. You didn't tease, give yourself a little bit of a listen?
If somebody gives me a podcast,
you see it's so long, you don't give it 5 minutes?
I don't. Because I don't know what sometimes they'll just say, listen to this. They don't even tell me why. Then other times it'll be like, this mentions such and such. It doesn't tell me where it mentions it in the show. I prefer it when somebody cues it up to, hey, listen to 4 or 5 minutes or whatever. That's the most I can tolerate.
All right, there's more coming up here. If you want to share your thoughts, or you can answer the gentleman's question there as well about what you listen to that aren't freedom-oriented podcasts. Free Talk Live.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, and in a word, the answer is protection. protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. What is it? It's a global virtual private network, and you can use them to encrypt your online data. Your internet service provider is probably saving your surfing history right now, and maybe even keeping those logs of where you've been going and what you've been doing for up to 5 years in some cases. How does that make you feel? Without ProXPN, everything you do online is available for review. So ProXPN, of course, does not keep logs of your online habits, and you can go and start for free over at ProXPN.com/FTL. Just download their app for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, Android devices, and Linux users. You can get ProXPN working pretty easily. It's just a little bit of a different setup for you. So go to ProXPN.com/FTL, and you'll be protected from your ISP's prying and spying. The code you'll need to sign up for the premium account is FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live, and 50 as in 50% off the price of their annual account, which breaks your price down to about $5 a month, and you'll get that discount for the lifetime of your account. Plus, you can save even more by paying with Bitcoin. Get 62% off the price of their annual account by paying with code FTLBTC and then paying with Bitcoin. So you get the premium account that gives you unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world you can access. You can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. And ProXPN also offers it with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. So you have nothing to lose but your privacy. So don't delay. Go to ProXPN.com/FTL. Get started. And when you're ready to upgrade to premium, premium, go to use discount code FTL50 or FTLBTC. Get a great discount on privacy. That is priceless. So back to the scene of this video that I've yet to release in the midst of editing it. Now, I wish I could have spent all day on this, but instead there was a press conference about Pumpkin Fest, the riots that happened. I shouldn't say it was Pumpkin Fest. It's not fair to really do that. Pumpkin Fest itself was a relatively successful event. I mean, yeah. There were, you know.
I went to it. I didn't know anything about these riots.
Right.
We went to Pumpkin Fest. We left at about 4, had the kids, you know, went out with another family. We had the kids out. It was a really great time.
People were well behaved.
Went
at
home.
Fest.
If it wasn't for Facebook and you, I would have, this would have never even confronted me. The only thing that's confronted me about the riot in Keene is a bunch of people talking about it.
Yeah.
I have no relationship
you
to it.
You were three streets away from you, though. It wasn't really that far away. Nothing in Keene, New Hampshire is very far away from anything else.
You couldn't hear the screaming, Mark?
No screaming, no.
Wow. Well, yeah. If it was only 3 blocks away, you would think
I could hear the screaming.
All the shouting.
The
I could hear all kinds of screaming.
That's a good point, yeah.
So, back to Saturday night. I wrapped up the air, being on the air here on Free Talk Live, went out, you know, grabbed my video camera, went back out there. After already having witnessed an insane bottle war at about 6 p.m., I was now back out on the streets at around 11, and they had already finished up sort of breaking up whatever riots had gone on. There was no large amount of students like I'd seen earlier in the day, where there were literally hundreds of them in the streets just milling around, partying, and, you know, taking down street signs. I think you'd asked me earlier, and I never got to answer, you know, what was I witnessing out there? During the daytime, I saw people taking street signs down, and that was some of the property destruction that I saw. There was the obvious throwing of bottles, of countless bottles, I mean, probably hundreds of bottles of various alcoholic substances being smashed all over the ground, so the littering, that sort of destruction that happened. I didn't witness the fire in the middle of the street, but that definitely...
There's certainly plenty of video of it.
I saw, yeah, there's video of that, and I saw the aftermath of the burning, you know, whatever detritus was left there after that. You know, dumpsters, huge dumpsters had been flipped over in the streets as well. Saw that in the aftermath. So there was definitely property destruction going on. I was listening also to the police scanner feed, which was interesting because, boy, was the police scanner feed busy. We provide over at freekeen.com the police scanner feed for Keene. So people around the world were able to, you know, listen to this and hear what the traffic was on the police channel. Of course, it was wall-to-wall, call after call after call, things happening. I remember hearing one call where they said that there were people coming up on someone's porch in this college neighborhood, and they didn't want them there. You know, like, hey, you don't belong here. You're drunk. Get out of here. You're going to destroy my porch. You're not allowed here. So somebody, one of the homeowners presumably, had called police about this. And the response from police is, we're not taking criminal mischief charges or not taking criminal mischief complaints right now. So the idea was they would deal with that one later. Now, I get it if there's, like, dangerous things happening somewhere, you've got to decide how to allocate your resources. I understand why you would want to prioritize certain calls over other calls. But on the other hand, it was, you know, here you go, yet another example of how the police have no obligation to protect you. You've got dangerous, possible criminals on your front porch, and the police are not willing to even come and answer the call.
There's no substitute for personal responsibility.
Yeah. So that was some of the goings on, some of which I witnessed, some of which I heard, some I didn't. I did hear from trusted sources. So I went out on the streets at one of the traffic circles on Main Street, right next to the college. There was this line of cops there shooting pepper balls at signs to try to drive people away. But they weren't really driving anyone away. There was no one there. It was me. There was some lady from, like, Fox News, her cameraman, and a few people walking from, you know, point A to point B, trying to just cross without getting shot. I mean, nobody was rioting there. There was no scene except for the scene the police were creating. And
did you recognize any of the police?
No, there were so many of them. There were a lot of state police with armor and helmets on, with state police emblazoned and, you know, bright white across the front of the armor.
You would recognize most of the Keene police.
I absolutely would.
So they weren't out there?
There were Keene police around. I don't know if they were in the line of cops that was shooting.
I see.
In that particular instance. So, anyway, there were probably 50 at least, maybe more. Like, they had enough cops to go solid across the street, more than one per, like, you know, maybe like two cops per person or whatever, or two cops per human width. There were a lot of cops in the streets.
When police do these military lines, it reminds me of like the old style of war where they're, you know, everyone
advancing,
lines up,
yeah,
and, you know, and shoots at each other.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's really, it's just so strange to see it in modern times. Do you have any
idea? This is my first time seeing this.
Well, do you have any idea who gives the orders? Do they just decide, like, all right, we're in a good formation now, like, let's march?
Someone's giving an order.
Or is someone saying, like, all right, line up?
Yeah, if you listen to the police scanner, and that reminds me, I want to take the scanner audio and post that to Free Keen so people who weren't listening live can listen later on. But yeah, you'll hear them giving orders like that over the two-way, like, oh, you know, bring your group over here and then wait, and then, you know, they then order them to advance.
It's like a military operation.
Very much so. And there were guys there dressed in pure olive as well. So you had the guys in black, and then you had the guys who looked more military with the olive color clothing and helmets and things like that.
They never wear pink.
No, didn't see any pink cops. So again, here I am, right? I'm recording video of these cops just at this point standing there. They fired off a few shots and there weren't anybody out there to really scatter, but the few people that were there, you know, kind of pushed back a little further.
I bet they scattered.
Yeah, they pushed back a little further, but there were still, you know, a few dozen college kids on either side of the street just kind of hanging out and watching. So there was no immediate threat to the police. There was no riot to stop. Nobody was taking down signs, street signs, or anything like that. There was nothing
going on. They did that at some point, though. But
earlier. This was much earlier where that was going on. And much earlier, I mean like an hour or more earlier. And so they did not want you going down this street, right? Like if you would approach these cops, they would start yelling at you. They were already yelling at people, go home! Of course, I'm not going home. I'm there to report on this scene.
You're a reporter, and I mean, you have every right to be there. You should be there.
I don't know about that, Mark. I was reading the riot statute today in New Hampshire, and it's probably similar in other places. But the riot statute says that if they give an order to disperse, you know, a riot or whatever, you've got to leave. Then you have to leave, and if you don't, you're guilty of riot. It doesn't say unless you're the media. Now, it does say it has to be a lawful order to leave the area, but it doesn't define what is a lawful order. How do you determine? Can they give a lawful order to a media person to leave? Can they give a lawful order to someone who's not involved in the riot to leave the area? It certainly seems like that's what they were doing. And so anyway, I didn't leave. What I did do was I got around the police line, this barricade that would not allow anyone onto this street. And I'll tell you how I did that here in just a moment. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Majid lives in Nordevin, Armenia, with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We invite you here to take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. If you were on the ground during the Pumpkin Fest riots, you're certainly welcome to share your thoughts on how the police handled things. I think that generally, you know, it could have been a lot worse. I think the police deserve some credit for not shooting anyone with a real gun. You know, that didn't happen during Pumpkin Fest riots here in 2014, which are making international headlines right now. So I'm trying to give some praise to the police here, some credit where credit is due. They're not as awful, I think, in general as in a lot of places, but that doesn't mean they didn't unnecessarily escalate this situation.
Don't you think they did exactly what they could get away with? They know if they used real bullets that there would be accountability. There would be consequences.
That's a good point. Yeah, they definitely used the level of force that would keep them as legitimate as possible. But all that said, I think it's still a fair statement to make that the police I've encountered in New Hampshire are sort of a different breed than the ones I encountered, you know, in the South or in other places. And I'm glad nobody actually got real shot, but that doesn't mean people didn't get hurt. There's a clip I'll play for you here in a little bit of some college students. One of them got shot in the eye, they say, with a pepper ball.
You could lose it in that circumstance.
Absolutely.
There's still
danger here. They tackled multiple people that was caught on video for trying to walk onto a street, not during a riot, just later on, after the street had been cleared of the rioters, someone trying to walk down the sidewalk was tackled. That video's up on the front page at freekeen.com right now. They pepperballed people's houses where there was just folks hanging out on the porch partying. They weren't threatening the police or throwing bottles at them or anything like that. So they definitely went overboard in their response here. And there's an argument that when the police go overboard like that, that it just routs up more trouble. That they're, you know, the people that are there instigating, the ones that are taking down signs and fighting, that those people are more likely to instigate further and more will become instigators.
They want some trouble, let's give them some trouble.
And more instigators will arise as a result of the police doing this terrible level of enforcement. There was just so much that I think the police did wrong about this, you know, that they obviously, you know, it could have been worse. I want to acknowledge that their response could have been worse. but it wasn't a peace squad in any way, shape, or form.
I was talking to a business owner today, and admittedly, she wasn't out at this event, but she just sort of heard about it. And her feeling about it was that the police handled it fine. Like, she thinks they did a pretty good job.
She probably hasn't seen any of the video footage.
She probably hasn't. But right. I'm just saying that this, is a feeling from a business owner, and there's not that many.
No, I encountered someone like that when I was actually talking to the Guardian reporter today. We were just standing at the food truck, the vegetarian food truck in town that takes Bitcoin. We were standing there talking, and another customer walks up, and she heard our conversation, and she made some comment, because, you know, we're in New Hampshire. People don't mind sharing how they feel.
Especially when it comes to sort of politics or issues.
I love New Hampshire. It's so cool having people, like, talk to you on the streets. That doesn't happen in Florida, where I'm from. That seems like a rarity there. But up here, you can just be standing in the grocery store, and someone will strike up a conversation with you about the products you're looking at. It's just that way up here. So this lady interjects that she lives in the college neighborhood, and, you know, she's an older lady, maybe in her 60s.
What is she doing there? She's got to be miserable.
Well, she wasn't happy on the night of pumpkin. I should clarify. I did ask her specifically where she lives. She didn't live in those streets where the huge parties were happening, but she does live in proximity to college students because they live in a lot of places here in Keene. There's a lot of them. So she made some comments about how she thought the police did a good job with, you know, keeping, you know, that Pumpkin Fest was fine and all that, and that people were tearing down signs, and because there's video footage of people tearing down signs and throwing bottles. And she mentioned those things, and I said, I agree with you. If they're destroying property or hurting people, then it makes sense for the police to break up a fight and, you know, prevent that damage from occurring. But I said, if a guy's just walking down the sidewalk and they tackle him, then that's out of control. And she, of course, agreed with me. So she hadn't seen any of that video, and that's one of the
things that I love about Free Keene is Free Keene is going to go out there and get that information and bring it to people. And I can tell you that there's been a pushback to some extent against Free Keene. Oh, you guys shouldn't be out there messing with people's business, and these people have rights and stuff. Well, I mean, if you're a newsmaker, If you decide to take some steps in your life that make you a newsmaker, whether it's whipping bottles at people or, you know, wielding a gun or whatever it is you do, Free Keene's going to be there because it is a legitimate news source in a town this size.
It is, and I think one of the reasons why people are upset about Free Keene, they usually will say things about what Free Keene has done when they really mean what Derek did or what Ian did or what, you know, some of the bloggers who blog at Free Keene. Because FreeKeene.com, it's just a blog. It doesn't have its own mind. It doesn't think things. It doesn't do things. Free Keene doesn't ever decide on anything. It's just a place where if Derek has something he wants to share with people, he can go put it there on Free Keene, whatever it is. And there's so much stuff that has been posted to Free Keene, some of it more offensive than others in some areas, some more offensive to some people than others, etc. But ultimately, one of the things that we do that we're not afraid to do is to tell the real story, or at least our perspective on the real story. And usually the story you get at Free Keene doesn't jibe with the kind of official town narrative. And the official town narrative is that Keene is this perfect...
Never goes... Nothing bad ever happens
right.
in Keene.
It's this idyllic New England town, and it sure looks that way. If you just drive through Keene, let's say you're coming up to New Hampshire, going to Keenevention, or, you know, just coming up for a visit to Leaf Peep in New Hampshire or something like that, go skiing in the summer. Whenever you come to New Hampshire, just come through Keene, drive down Main Street, and you'll be convinced. Hey, this is a beautiful, perfect, idyllic New England town. Nothing could possibly go wrong here. There's one murder every decade, you know, that kind of thing. And that's true. There aren't many murders in Keene. It's a relatively safe place to be. But that doesn't mean there's not all kinds of corruption within the political system. That doesn't mean that the police are behaving well and not, you know, harassing innocent, peaceful people on a regular basis here. So these things happen. And Pumpkin Fest happened, and the police response that was unnecessarily violent in a lot of ways happened. And if you show those things happening, you destroy the idea that people have about this town in which they live. And that hurts. You know, you grew up in this place, and, you know, it's beautiful, and you love it here, and here's these Free Staters coming in and reporting on all this bad stuff. And so we're the ones who are seen as the problem. because we've broken the town narrative.
It's the pain you feel when the lights come on. You've been in a dark room.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I can tell you, I spoke to a guy today at a restaurant, and he was talking about, you know, the kid that had the video going on there where the manager of Pumpkin Fest was trying to take away his
I've got that video here. We can play it in a little bit.
But his microphone. Now, he's doing, you know, he's doing a television show, and she's trying to shut him down. She has no authority to do it. And he's like, is that one of those free staters?
That's
what the guy said.
Oh, okay. And that's what she said to him in the
maybe
video.
Maybe that's where he got it from. And I said, no, I'm one of those free staters. That guy isn't.
He's a key native, that guy.
Yeah, and fine. I have no clue what he is.
Yeah.
But, you know, the dude's like, oh, are you really? And so he began to sort of ask a few questions. Hmm. And he's like,
a business owner?
No, this was just a patron of the restaurant.
Okay, and what was he curious about?
Mostly about, first, the Marine Band radios that you guys use.
Oh, really?
And I said, nope, that's not free staters. That's just free keeners. And I tried to
draw that's not true. There are people all around the state.
Manchester have those radios. Laconia's got a bunch of them as well.
It's unlikely he's hearing the people from Manchester or Laconia. That's
still
fair.
What you said is an inaccurate statement.
Fine. Don't you think it's likely that he's talking to the free
there
keeners?
There are also natives who have those radios. Anyway, go on.
Don't you think it's more likely he's talking about the free keeners and the free staters? Fine. And that's why I just drew a distinction for him.
But radios don't discriminate, Mark.
Yeah.
Yes, but the people that own them
do. I think you've got a two-way radio, too.
What's that?
I think you've got a two-way radio.
I do, but you don't hear me using it very often.
That's your fault.
So the chances are he's not hearing me, right? The
go
chances
on.
Are he's
go on
hearing
point.
People that
you're
are...
You're wrong. Go on.
I don't know that I'm wrong.
Answer Derek's question. What was he asking?
Yeah, what did he want to know? What was he asking about free staters? When you openly admit that you are one, and someone who's a native is curious, what does he ask?
Well, he was asking sort of... he was trying to draw information out of me. Very New England in the way he was doing things. He's just trying to draw information, and I was trying to, you know, find out what he wanted, what he knew, kind of thing. What do you think about this? And we kind of discussed. Look, there's about a dozen free keeners. There's about 100 free staters in the area, and that, you know, what you think about one isn't, because he really did say, oh, I thought you all were just sort of one thing, and you know. How could we possibly be one thing? And he's like, don't you live over there on River Street or wherever? And, you know, these kind of
everyone
things.
Lives in the same house.
That's right. We're all piled up and
we all eat
on
the
bunk.
Same meals. We all have the same beliefs.
All right. Yep. We'll come back with more here because I did say I would tell you how I got around this throng of police, this line of 70 cops or however many, 50 to 70 cops blocking the street on Saturday night after the show. It wasn't too hard. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.